Hi, thanks for joining me today. My name is Frank D'Elia. I'm a group manager at Microsoft working on our internal intranet and collaboration strategy. Microsoft has had an intranet since well before I joined the company over 12 years ago. It's grown up, much like the internet, a little here, a bit there, always adding new sites and cool and new capabilities. So I kindly refer to what we wound up with within Microsoft as our organic intranet. For people new to working at Microsoft, they might say it's a bit wild. At any rate, everyone agrees it's hard to find information, hard to identify the right person to work with. It's hard to get your job done, even if you know through experience where to find what you're looking for. With all kinds of portals and now applications that people can use to find information and do their work, it feels clunky. Different tools and sites work differently, they look different, and they have varying degrees of quality. So we asked ourselves, how do we make the internet more productive without scrapping everything and starting over? At Microsoft, where we have lots of software developers, our culture is that everyone builds it their own way to make sure they get exactly what they want. What we wind up with, though, is a lot of teams building solutions for the same or very similar problems and duplicating effort and making a discontinuous experience. So here's where we start talking about intranet shared services. So what if we made it so compelling that everyone wants to use the same tools and have a consistent experience? What if it was easier to put video on your site without developing your own custom video library? What if by using a common service, you can get your content to show up in enterprise search? What if the best way to get the word out quickly to people you don't know without spending a fortune plastering posters all over the walls. What if that was to use an enterprise social or microblogging service? Gosh, if we can make it simple enough, people might just give up on doing their own thing and start using common shared internet services. Actually, the more people rely on shared services that work across websites, the more they can focus on what they really need to do: communicate, share, and collaborate around the projects that are the core of their job. They can be productive. So what internet shared services do we have within Microsoft? Well, we started with the most common services, getting traction with teams and broadening our offerings as we can, or as changes in the environment or industry make it necessary to do so. Let's talk about search as a service. Everyone using our IT-supported SharePoint offering gets their content in the search index. And with Fast Search, we can crawl other content sources and databases as well. This was an easy service to start with, and search is very, very critical to finding information. We continue to focus on it to make sure we improve search. Let's talk about video. Like YouTube, people want to use video everywhere. So we make it easy to upload a video to our internal service, be it a recorded training session or a fun skit about the company meeting. And you can play that video or display your video collection on any intranet site. Video service, done. Let's talk about social service. To help people discover what's happening across the company, nice to know info, we made a social microblogging experience available. And to make it relevant, we make it easy for people to integrate the social feed into their websites and applications. Now, when I comment on a fascinating class I'm taking, that conversation is open to colleagues across the company. Or If I'm venting about not finding that obscure tool I heard about somewhere, there's a broad network of people who might know exactly what I'm looking for and point me in the right direction. Let's talk about the taxonomy, metadata, and targeting service. And now we're getting into the less obvious but very powerful services. For example, suppose I create an online training module for the product my team is creating, training for our internal beta that we have before publicly releasing the product. Rather than fret about how to promote the training and get it plugged into all the right places, what if I can tag it as training, fill in the relevant audience, the location, and other details, and then rely on search to make that available to people? We've done this at Microsoft, and we're working on doing the same kind of thing for other content types, like news and events. Essentially, a list of what is going on this week can include official company-wide broadcasts, as well as the team social happening on Friday in the lounge down at the end of the hall. I can see a filtered list of what is relevant to me based on my profile, my title, my group, my job, my location, even my interests. Oh, it's profile. We've just been talking about profile. That's a common service too. There is no need for every site and application to duplicate all this information about me. So we make that available as a common service. Analytics. What are people looking for most? Let's surface the top trending topics and even what is trending high just within my own work group. We want to use data to target the most relevant content to people. Let's talk about applications. We're just working on this now because with more and more functions delivered as applications these days, we see an opportunity to make it straightforward to publish an app into the enterprise catalog and then tag it with details that make it easy to find. So we've talked about these shared internet services, search, video, social, taxonomy, profile, analytics, and applications. By making these services available as easy to use, time-saving and value-adding capabilities, we have an opportunity to begin changing the nature of our intranet, or at least parts of it. Gradually, we change the experience and expectations of people using the internet. And as we make information, data really, more organized, we're also in a better position to create new experiences. Maybe these are phone or tablet experiences. Experiences that extend the value of what we have on our intranet today. Imagine being able to find out what is going on, whether through social feeds or experiences aggregated on my mobile phone. Imagine getting that without having to sit down and log on to the intranet. At Microsoft, our work on shared services is work in progress. We started broad and simple, providing clear wins for service consumers, driving productivity for teams, and simplicity, technology simplification for IT. And rather than coerce people to use these offerings, we work to make shared services easier and more effective. These shared services are really just an initial step on the road to changing the experience of how people work within Microsoft. I hope this discussion about shared internet services, as we are implementing them within Microsoft, is valuable for you. You can check out related information on the IT Showcase webpage. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time.